Much of my research and theory focuses on our own self-concept, meaning our thoughts and feelings about ourselves. We all ask the basic question throughout our lives, the development of, who am I? The answer to this question provides many answers about ourselves. If our responses are mostly positive, we feel good about who we are and tend to see the world as a safe and happy place. If we respond to the question in a negative manner, we may not feel happy with ourselves and then see the world as an unsafe and unhappy place as well. There is then the ideal self versus the real self. The ideal self is the person that we would like to be, and the real self is the person that we actually are. It is important to work to achieve consistency between these two selves. If we are able to do so, we have congruency, and our self-concept is seen as accurate. High congruence leads to a greater sense of self-worth and a healthy, productive life. Our parents can help with this area, too, by providing unconditional positive regard or unconditional love during our childhood. However, when there is a large discrepancy between our ideal and real selves, we experience incongruence, which can lead to maladjustment.